The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars, last night. Joining us right now with a recap of who won what and what the big moments were from RyanJReviews.com, entertainment critic Ryan J. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What was the big moment last night in your view?
I think that the show just went off smoothly. Honestly, the show and the Academy was so reactionary to last year's Will Smith slap heard around the world that just pulling off the show in a very smooth way was great, because honestly, the winners were not that surprising.
No, and let's talk a little bit about the winners last night, and the one that I think everybody thought would win big did win big, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, that took home 7 wins out of 11 nominations, and it's sort of the award season darling. You know, it was the movie that was in between the big blockbusters like Avatar and Top Gun Maverick, and then the smaller movies like Tar and Triangle of Sadness, certainly, which not as many people saw. Women Talking, people didn't see as much. So I think that the Oscars are trying to get a little bit wiser and wanting more ratings, certainly, for their telecast by including some bigger movies, bigger blockbusters in their nominations.
Some great musical performances last night, including Lady Gaga, who really surprised a lot of people because, I thought that she wasn't even going to perform at all, but she did in a very stripped-down, emotional performance.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, she looked amazing, first of all. If you got to see her on the red carpet, she was wearing Atelier Versace, and she was one of the night's best dressed. So when she showed up to perform her song from Top Gun, and she had no makeup on, to the point where you could see discoloration in her beautiful skin, by the way, like barely any discoloration. I think on her left cheek, she had a little bit of red. But yeah, no makeup and way too close up. I mean, even Lady Gaga, you don't want to see the most beautiful people in the world that close up. It was very bold and brave and unique, certainly, for a telecast of this importance.
Yeah, absolutely. Other moments that we're going to remember from last night's show?
Yeah, I think the Cocaine Bear with Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth Banks tripping out on, and she was certainly one of the worst dressed also. She had Vivian Westwood on, and it was just a mess of a dress. But the bear was very funny. She's very funny. I haven't yet figured out why her voice wasn't working that well. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel nailed it. I mean, every time he came out, he was funny and appropriate and, you know, just up to the line enough to give everybody those kind of cringe laughter, but never getting too political or anything that anybody's going to say, oh, there's no space for that at the Oscars.
Yeah. Any surprises last night in your view?
No major surprises. I mean, I think the one place that there would have been a surprise was, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis winning Best Supporting Actress. It was really between her and Angela Bassett, and I would have placed my money on Angela Bassett to win. So that was a bit of a surprise, but not major, because it was a toss-up between the pair of them throughout award season, whereas, you know, Ke-Huy Quan and Michelle Yeoh basically swept award season. And so that wasn't, I mean, also, I guess it was a little egregious of ABC, owned by Disney, to put their commercial for The Little Mermaid, which is looks amazing, by the way. I can't wait. But in the telecast, you know, actually, like, in the awards show, it was interesting.
Kind of a bold move on their part. Ke-Huy Quan, by the way, wow, what a success story. And he said as much, basically, you know, the American dream, arriving here as an immigrant on a boat, becoming a child actor, then being laid off for many, many years, not acting at all, and now winning an Oscar. What a great story that is.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, for those of us who remember, I think I'm close in age to him, maybe a little bit older, and like to see him do, you know, Indiana Jones and then the Goonies, and then, you know, he falls off the face of the earth, thinking, I just assumed he didn't want to act anymore. You know, a lot of child actors they grow out of the business, but knowing that he never did and wanted to and never really had an opportunity, what a comeback. I mean, the same with Brendan Fraser. I mean, to have a comeback where you're out of the biz for a while for one reason or another, and then he come back with an Oscar. I mean, the same could be said for Todd Field, who didn't win, but, you know, his first film, Tar, in 16 years, he's nominated for several awards, as was his previous film 16 years ago, Little Children.
Yeah. And look, we don't know these people. We just know of them. We see what's covered. They seem like genuinely nice people, you know, Ki Kwan and Brendan Fraser. I mean, you end up pulling for these guys, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I interviewed Brendan Fraser many years ago, about 20 years ago, and he was fantastic and just one of the nicest guys. I mean, this was early in my career of interviewing and meeting celebrities, and I remember I actually have the video on my YouTube channel, and I didn't let him finish a question. I was so nervous. I kept asking him questions. He wouldn't, and when he'd start to get to the answer, and I'd interrupt him. And you can, if you see the video, you see him kind of like rolling his eyes like a little bit, but then getting like taking a breath, and then being so cool and gracious and kind and letting me ask the next question and patient. He's amazing.
No, very cool, Ryan. Appreciate your analysis this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.